and eventually kills himself. Lest anyone should be tempted to take the obvious way out, the example of Alfred Yule, who married a work girl merely to satisfy his emotional needs, but thereby forfeited any chance of a social position, is always before them as a gruesome warning. In an atmosphere in which the ability to keep a carriage is the summit of human achievement, Reardon's epitaph on his marriage strikes a peculiarly chilling note. It was, he tells Biffin, untenable with no private income. Ominously, the context in which Gissing chooses to set this exposé of late Victorian attitudes to money and marriage was his own. On one level, in fact, New Grub Street is merely a conspectus of the late 19th century literary scene, a horribly acute and prescient analysis ceaselessly quoted in histories of Victorian publishing. Most of the great questions that animated Gissing's professional contemporaries get an airing in Reardon's late-night dialogues with Milvain, or in the seedy confraternity of Alfred Yule's study. From the iniquitous tradition of selling your copyright to the highest bidder, Gissing received £150 for New Grub Street, to the circulating library stranglehold, which compelled novelists to write an annual work in three volumes,